together. Lord, we come today just as we are, afraid and threatened by life, but we do not easily admit our fears or confess our sins. But in this worship service, we hope to stand open before you. Let us no longer hide our guilt. Let not our words and thoughts be empty, but quicken us, support us, that in honest confession we might truly be able to worship you. Accept our praise, our Father. Forgive our dishonesty and guide our efforts in worship that we might rightly praise your name. Amen. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my fathers. And he lay down and slept under a broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, else the journey will be too great for you. And he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. And there he came to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah? He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. May we enter in together as we seek to listen to the small voice that still speaks to us into a time of prayer. We will have 3 minutes of prayer together. The first 2 minutes will be composed of complete silence. During the third, we will be accompanied by organ music. Since we, as ministers of the gospel, are oftentimes called upon to pray for others, may we encourage you to use this time of prayer in intercession. Let us pray together.
Be ye, therefore, followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giver of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For our second period of prayer and meditation, may I encourage you to give praise and adoration and thanksgiving unto God for the blessings which he has given all of us this day. Let us pray.
bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
By the ringing of a bell, by the companionship of friends, by the sound of music from the organ, by the sight of an open door, and by inner prompting of a silent voice, we are drawn to this place that is set aside for worship. Here, at an unlikely place and hour, with no right to expect it and no claim for it, we nevertheless believe that we may meet in communion with the Lord of all life. We come therefore believing and doubting, speaking yet listening, to give him praise who needs no praise from us, that thus in worship we may move yet another step toward the fulfilling of our lives in his purpose.